Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. Gabe here. When it comes to health issues affecting women, some of the most common conditions are found in the pelvic floor. One in four women will encounter a pelvic floor condition during the course of life, be it a urinary tract infection, overactive bladder, incontinence, or pelvic organ prolapse. It's quite probable, in other words, that you or someone you know will have to deal with one of these afflictions, or perhaps you are right now. Of course, the best way to get information about how to treat pelvic floor conditions is from a medical professional. But the way the world works these days, of course, is that you will probably first go online. However, what you find there, and in particular, the videos that maybe are the most popular, don't always contain the best information. One of Yale's leading urology experts, Dr. Leslie Rickey, and a team of researchers at the Yale School of Medicine went through a slew of videos on TikTok and arrived at that very conclusion.
Science Unscripted.
Okay, so my name is Leslie Rickey. I'm an associate professor at the Yale School of Medicine, specializing in neurogynecology, and that's in New Haven, Connecticut. And the study we did was the information available on TikTok related to female pelvic floor conditions.
And what did you find out about the way people are getting information on TikTok about pelvic floor conditions?
So we found out that the TikTok videos that have the highest user engagement with the most likes and shares and comments actually add overall poor medical quality information and also high rates of misinformation.
Can you give me an example right from the start of the misinformation that people are getting on TikTok when it comes to pelvic floor conditions?
Well, I would say that overall the information isn't necessarily dangerous, but some of it can just be misleading, and it might lead people down the wrong path and delay their access to getting appropriate care. So, for example, some information on how to treat urinary tract infections. Not that it might be dangerous, but it might not be evidence-based or helpful. Therefore, people might continue to have their urinary tract infections for longer and delay seeking medical care.
What were the pelvic floor conditions that you were looking at in the study?
So pelvic floor conditions are conditions that can affect female pelvic organs and the muscles and ligaments that support those organs. So the condition, so these can affect the bladder, the vagina, and the bowels. What we were primarily looking at was urinary incontinence, overactive bladder, pelvic organ prolapse, and urinary tract infections in women.
And what kind of women are normally affected by these conditions?
So that's a great question. It's actually considered to be something that affects older women, but in fact, 25% of all women 18 years and older can have some sort of pelvic floor condition, although the conditions do tend to increase in frequency and severity as women age.
And the videos that you were looking at on TikTok, what were they like? Were they saying wrong things about these conditions, or did they have tips that were wrong, or what was the problem with them?
Yeah, and I do want to emphasize that not all of the videos contained misinformation or poor quality information. This is just the average scores that we saw. And one of the things that's interesting about TikTok is that you can have a range of publishers. So you could have people like women and girls sharing their stories. You could have different types of medical providers sharing information. And I think all of that information is potentially helpful, but again, there was not a lot of what I would call evidence-based medical information that was posted by like physicians, for example, that specialize in female pelvic floor conditions or urogynecology.
Is there a lack of information in the general public when it comes to these conditions, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the primary problems. I'm actually involved also in a research group that looks at prevention of urinary tract symptoms in women called the PLUS Consortium. And we did some focus groups and found that overall women were quite frustrated by the lack of information, especially around bladder conditions. And so as you can imagine, when you're not getting that information from public health sources or your provider, you're going to turn to online, as many of us do, you know, the quote unquote Dr. Google. And so women learn about these things from having these experiences themselves, from watching those around them, and then, you know, as we're finding out, going on social media to fill in the gaps.
And what are your tips for those women who are looking for information on these conditions right now?
So I do think that social media platforms are a really powerful way to disseminate information, educate women, empower them to get care. I just think you want to look at the source and maybe do a little research. And I'm grateful for social media for highlighting the way that that women experience these symptoms. But I guess I would really want women to seek out their healthcare provider and push a little bit, you know, describe their condition and ask for a referral if they want more information on it instead of only relying on the online information.
What is the reason for this lack of information when it comes to pelvic floor conditions for women?
I think there's a number of reasons. I think one, that many of these conditions, such as urinary tract infections, urinary incontinence, pelvic organ prolapse, are seen merely as quality of life conditions. I think also a lot of women just accept some of these conditions as something that is a normal part of aging, especially bladder issues. And we like to say, just because they're common doesn't make it normal. There is some stigma around these conditions, so women don't speak up. And it's also been shown that doctors don't ask. So I think all of these things have led to women just managing these issues in private and it not making it to the public health sector. But hopefully that will be changing, you know, with some of the research that we're doing in terms of prevention work and also how to get this information out into the public more effectively. Because there's a lot known about pelvic floor disorders in women. It's just that it's housed in the scientific community. And we need better ways to get it out to the people that it affects, which are girls and women across their lifespan.
Any last tips for any women listening to this broadcast right now, when it comes to getting help that they need and they maybe are too afraid to ask for?
So I think we need to reframe these conditions as important medical conditions and not just quality of life. So just like you would ask your doctor if you were concerned about high blood pressure or diabetes, about your weight, if you're having problems with pelvic floor disorders, especially incontinence and overactive bladder, urinary tract infections that are affecting your ability to do what you want to do in life, and you're not doing some of the travel or social or physical activities that you'd like to, that's important. And so talk to your doctor about it. And if you don't get the answers that you need, then seek out a specialist, because there are specialists that provide care specifically for these pelvic floor disorders in women.
Dr. Leslie Rickey, speaking to us there from the Yale School of Medicine in New Haven, Connecticut. The study is found in the journal Neurourology and Urodynamics with the title TikTok Misinformation and User Engagement in Female Pelvic Floor. And it was led by one of Dr. Rickey's students at the Yale School of Medicine, Alicia Steffen. If you have any questions about the study or about some of the pelvic floor conditions we discussed here, please let us know. I will do my best to get those answered.
Science Unscripted.